Hello, is Robert Shepherd there?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Yes, or maybe you can help me. Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. We're not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
And thank you very much. And just a moment. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat, not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
77.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian?
Yes, white.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What was the second choice?
Very satisfied and satisfied. Satisfied was the second choice.
Satisfied.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Approve.
And do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. If you use a 10, if it is the most important, a 5, if it is somewhat important, and a 0, if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is banning assault weapons.
10.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10.
Banning TikTok.
5.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
8.
Addressing immigration and border security.
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
10.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
And fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Yes.
And now I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one is Republicans in Congress?
And my choices again were what?
0 to 100. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50, that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And 100 means that you feel very warm towards and favorable.
Okay, so Republicans, I'm going to say 20.
Thank you. Then we have TikTok.
20.
Donald Trump.
0.
X, formerly known as Twitter.
10.
Democrats in Congress.
90.
Charlemagne the God.
60.
Thank you. Then we have YouTube.
80.
Joe Biden.
90.
Mark Zuckerberg.
80.
Cornel West.
I don't know that person.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
Never heard of him.
Okay. And last one we have, Cory Booker.
50.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please just let me know as well.
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? In a few words, if you can.
Simply because I cannot stand Donald Trump.
I cannot stand Donald.
And you can put an exclamation point on that.
Thank you. Now, changing gears, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
More of a threat.
And do you think it is somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
Current level is fine.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Russia, U.S. law enforcement, North Korea, the U.S. government, China, big U.S. tech companies, or foreign tech companies?
Do I pick just one or a multiple?
Just one.
China.
Thank you very much. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? TikTok?
0.
So not at all?
Not at all.
Then we have X, or formerly Twitter.
I read it. I don't use it.
Mm-hmm. But would you say that is multiple times a day, once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month?
Multiple times a week.
Thank you. And what about Facebook?
Daily, multiple times daily.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Instagram.
Multiple times daily.
And YouTube.
Minimal. Not much at all, however you want to answer that.
Would that be like multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month?
Once a month.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me if you agree or disagree with a statement. The first one is, Meta plays a positive role in society.
Disagree.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
So much disagree.
Somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure?
Disagree.
Do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure?
Strongly disagree.
TikTok plays a positive role in society?
Strongly disagree.
X or Twitter plays a positive role in society?
Somewhat disagree.
And Meta keeps its users' data secure?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, and have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
I've heard that they were wanting to ban it. I didn't realize he had signed anything.
And would you categorize that as a lot, a little?
A little.
A little. Thank you. And next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and the President and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from U.S. If its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support.
And would you say you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat support it.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
So somewhat more likely to vote against?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what do you think was the Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think it is they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us? They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok? They are trying to silence certain voices that they don't like or agree with? They are playing politics? They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens? They are trying to help their rich, special interest friends and donors? They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors, or they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security.
They've been influenced by big time, whatever.
Big tech lobbyists?
Right.
Thank you. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. Is it YouTube, music and entertainment sites, national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, news website or apps, print newspapers or magazines, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, talk on news radio, local TV news, cable news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, new aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard?
I probably have been exposed to all of it to some extent for opinions and reading it to understand what's going on.
So would
I
you
don't
like
know
to
know that I could pick
all of them?
You can bar,
or,
yeah, all of it.
Okay. Or would you like just a few, the ones that you use the most?
The most would be your ABC, CBS, NBC, local channels, Instagram, Facebook, CNN. Yeah.
Okay. So social media, talk or news radio, local TV news?
Yeah, social media.
News.
Yeah, local. Okay. Right.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
13.
That would be a high
one
school
year
graduate?
After high school.
Okay.
1 year after high school.
Oh, okay. So some college?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful
okay.
day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.